What's up, sweet science class family? This is episode 9, sort of. It's more of just an update, kind of letting everyone know what's going on and why we've had a 3-week delay in our podcast. If you don't follow us in the group and on the page and haven't seen the announcements, then this is why. We've been kind of trying to let people know, but here, the holidays hit. Then the guy that we usually go to the studio with, he's just had some crazy personal stuff going on, and it's fully understood. Like, you know, life happens. He had a car accident. I think he totaled his car. He hasn't had a vehicle. It's just been tough for him. So, and like I've said many times, me, Felix, and Sergio, we all three live in different states, different time zones. Then we got to meet up with this guy. It can just be really tough, and it's been tough for about 3 weeks. And technically, this is still not even going to be a normal episode. We thought we were going to be able to do it through this phone app. We're still going to try our best, see if we can work out the kinks. We were not successful earlier. We tried for about 30 minutes, and it's just not going to work out. The quality's not good, and we don't want to deliver something that subpar. So I'm really just doing this episode just to put something out there, to let everyone know what has been going on, why we haven't done an episode. The guy says he'll be at the studio next week, hopefully, so we can get back in there. Plus, we've decided we're going to pitch in together and we're going to buy equipment. We want to be very serious about this, and if we're going to do it right, I mean, we just need to have our own. We're just going to do it. That way we can do it whenever we need to. Then we can pump out 2, 3, 4 episodes a week, you know, just many things, many episodes, different topics. It'll be great. So really all I'm going to do, I'm just going to give everyone, you know, a rundown for the fights this weekend. Tomorrow, I'm recording this on Thursday, so tomorrow night, which is Friday, on ESPN Plus, we will have Bryant Jennings taking on Oscar Rivas, and up-and-coming superstar Shakur Stevenson versus Jesse Chris Rosales. Also tomorrow night, there's a DAZN card, the return of Chris Algieri. He'll be taking on Danny Gonzalez. You got Amanda Serrano taking on Eva Voraberger, I believe. Jorge Linares is back, taking on Pablo Cesar Cano. And then the main event will be Demetrius Andrade defending against Artur Akhovov. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. And then Saturday. We all know what Saturday is. An amazing fight it's going to be. The pay-per-view of Manny Pacquiao and Adrian Broner. There's several pretty good undercards. The only one I was going to really touch on was Badu Jack taking on Marcus Brown. That, if people aren't excited about that, you're sleeping on that. That is a great fight. Great fight. I got a lot of opinions about this one, but we're going to go Facebook Live and get those all out there this weekend. And then you got Manny Broner. I mean, I'm pretty excited about this. I don't know how excited I was at first, but I'm pretty excited. Broner's been talking. Actually, he's kind of calmed down, and he seems fairly serious. But like I've said before, he says that a lot. I don't know. Is he serious this time? Is Manny old? Is he going to be, you know, the old man, like they say, you can age overnight in boxing? Who knows? What are your thoughts on this? Let us know in the page and in the group. You know, please follow the page. Please join the group. Chat with us. Let us know all your opinions. And just a couple, you know, quick highlights in the last week or two, fights and announcements. Caleb Plant, congrats to him on a stellar performance last week. He got himself a belt, and now that's been his lifelong dream. He fought amazing in that fight behind this jab. We had an announcement that Amir Khan would take on Terrence Bud Crawford April 20th. That could be a lot of fun. I'm actually pretty excited about that because, yeah, I'll save that for later. And the big announcement today, actually, Canelo Alvarez will be taking on Danny Jacobs May 4th. That is a great fight. That is going to be a great fight. That's one I've wanted for a couple years now. So boxing is looking good. They also, I read yesterday, I believe, that Wilder Fury 2 has now been issued. It's like mandatory. So we will see the rematch. So this year is already looking good. It's already turning, starting real good, turning around. Next week's the Keith Thurman comeback. A lot of good things, man. And we're only in like the second week of this year. And like I said, just please bear with us. We're hoping to get back in his studio, plus also be working on getting our own equipment. And that way we can just be really prolific and keep these pumping out. So like I said, like the page, join the group. Let's hear your comments. Let's hear all your opinions. What do you think is going to happen Saturday? What's going to go on with Manny and Broner? Who's going to win, man? Is Manny going to do it again, or is it kind of the passing of the torch, so to speak? Does Broner really mean it for once? For the first time in 6 or 7 years, does he really mean it? We'll see. Let us know. Thank you for being a part of the Sweet Science Class family. We love you all. And hopefully we got an episode 10 coming for real in a week or so. Bye.